All right, good morning, everyone. Today we're doing Siman Zayin, Seif Aleph. And just to recap, it came up yesterday, just real quick. If a person's going to wash his hands, needs to wash his hands before davening, but he has no water, and he just is going to wipe it on something. So basically, it's a machloket. There is no final psak. Either you say al nekiyut yadayim or al netilat yadayim. Two different opinions. Actually, the Kaf HaChaim writes, Safek bracha lakel. He doesn't know. He says, don't say any bracha. But most pick one or the other. And there's no right and wrong. Okay. Zayin Aleph. Kol hayom kishose tzrachav ben ktanim ben gedolim. Mevarech asher yetzar velo al netilat yadayim. Whenever a person goes to relieve himself during the day, whether it's for number one, number two, he always says Asher Yetzar afterwards, and he does not say Netilat Yadayim. That bracha is only once in the morning before davening. Afim Ratzel Ilmod Olit Pelel Miyad. Even if you want to daven later, or Mincha, Mara, whatever you want to daven, or another Shemon Esrei, or you want to learn, we never say Netilat Yadayim more than once. Haga, Hayu Yadav Meluch Lachot. Your hands are dirty. Sheshiv shen bahen, and you wipe them. Afilo hachi eno meverech al netilat yadayim. Even if your hands are dirty, you still don't say al netilat yadayim. The only bracha you say is asher yetzar. And how long do you have? You want to say it right away. Some say you have up until 72 minutes. Some say you have all day. There's no clear halacha. Perhaps safik bracha lahakel. Okay. Okay, bet. Hey til mayim velo shifshef. Person is number one. Merig lion, number one. Velo shifshef. He doesn't make his hands dirty. He doesn't touch anything. Only touches his clothing. Alpha pisha tzarich levarech asher yetzar. Even though you need to say asher yetzar, ain't tzarich litol yadav. You don't have to wash your hands. You didn't touch anything. Ela mishum nekiyut. Unless you have to wash your hands to get them clean. O mishum hikon. Or you're doing it to prepare yourself for davening. Okay.
In Sifka Mdavim, the Shabur explains that Shifshuk is that this is a splash. You wipe it up, you're rubbing it off. Then that's how it becomes Melucha.
Okay. Base. No. Gimel. Heitil Mayim Vesich Da Tomila Hatil Mayim. A person, this is number one. And we see he's done, he's not going to do it again. Nimlach, and then he realizes he has to go again, number one. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, you say the bracha twice, asher yetzar, one for each time. I believe most poskim, you say safek brachot lahakel, and I believe all the poskim just say one, or at least most, only say one asher yetzar, and it goes on both. Okay, Dalit. Ein shi'ur lehashin mayim, ki afilu letipa achat chayav levarech. And it doesn't matter how much one does, number one, number two, even for a drop, you have to say the bracha, asher yetzar. Shim yisetem anekev miloti atipa hi haya kashelo, vechayav lehodot. Because even for one drop, it'd be difficult for him if it didn't work. And you have to praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu for everything. Okay, now we're doing Hilchot Tzitzit, Siman Chet. All right, Seif Aleph. Yit atef betzitzit vivarech me'umad. A person wraps himself with his talis, and he makes the bracha standing. So there's an Indian, you're supposed to stand both when you do the mitzvah and both when you say the bracha. In general, when you say a bracha for a mitzvah, we're supposed to stand. And this is just one example. And when you're doing a mitzvah, so that some say for all mitzvot, generally you're supposed to stand unless there's another reason not to. And some say only certain mitzvot. But, okay. And when you say the bracha, make sure it's over la'asiyatan. Right before you unfold your talis so that you say the bracha right before you wrap yourself. Not while it's still in the bag folded. Because then it's two-step or it's too far. Chazal say over de over. It's too far away. You want the bracha to be right before you do the action, right before you do the mitzvah. Okay, bet seif bet. Seder atifato kederech bnei adam. Okay, so how does one wrap himself? שמתכסים בכסותם ועוסקים במלאכתם. So some people wrap themselves. The way people wrap themselves during the day, whether they're working, whatever they're doing, and it's pa'amim bekisui harosh, pa'amim begilui harosh. Sometimes they cover their head, and sometimes they don't cover their head. So it could be done either one. V'nachon sheyachase rosho b'talit. And ideally, he says, it's better to cover your head with the talit. And the custom is that when one wraps himself, when you say the bracha, you wrap it around your head. And then there's a couple of different ways people do it. Some cover their face when they wrap themselves, and some particularly don't cover themselves. But either way, you're wrapping your head around it. And I could have brought a talis to demonstrate, but then you throw it, you wrap it around your head, and then you throw it over your left side. Some do one side, first two, and then another two. But bottom line is you want to have four of them over your left shoulder for the amount of time it takes to walk Dalad Amut. Maybe 4 seconds. Okay, 3 seconds. Okay, Gimel. And some point out it's best to wear, some say it's better to cover your head also during davening with the talis, as it helps with Kavana and Yirat Shemayim. Gimel. Talitot ktanim shelanu, sha'anu nohagim lobosh. So our talis katan, or we call it tzitzis, af al pi she'en vahem ituf, even though we don't do ituf with them, yotzim vahem yidei chovat tzitzit, your yotze the mitzvah of tzitzit. The concept of doing ituf, of wrapping it, is Chazal established that that's the ideal way to do the mitzvah or to put it on. But it's not mi'akev, it's not part of the ikar, part of the mitzvah. It's not part of, when you open up the chumash, there's no ituf, it's not part of it. But it's Chazal added this as a better way or a more appropriate way to do the mitzvah. V'tov la'aniach oto al rosho, and it's good to put on your head. Rochbo lo komato, spread out, le'tatef bo, and you wrap yourself. V'yamot kach me'utaf lefachot kedei hiloch arba amot. V'yachar kach, yimshechenu me'al rosho v'yal bishenu. And then you wear it over your body. Not just over your head. We will see that if you're only wearing a garment that is only on your head, you're not even chayav in tzitzit. If the derech of that beged is to only be on top of your head. Okay, Dalet. To do what? Oh, so to wrap themselves with the talis katan? So most don't. Most people just put it on. The Arizal was quoted for wrapping himself with the talis katan, and he would say lihitatef betzitzit when he would wear his talit katan. But we're going to come across that real soon, I believe. Just in case we don't, for a talit katan, the minag is for Svardim and Ashkenazim, we say al mitzvat tzitzit for a talis katan, or if it's that's if you're saying the bracha. That's another thing. Many say. That if you're going to wear a talis gadol, it's better not to say a bracha on the talit katan, because there's a chashash of a bracha she'en atzricha. There's a couple of reasons. Either the size is not enough, or it's a bracha she'en atzricha. So for a couple of reasons, the general minag is to only say one bracha on the talis gadol and have in mind for the talis katan. But if you don't wear a talit gadol, big talis, and you're not, or you wake up in the middle of the day and you put on a new talit katan, so then the halacha is you do say a bracha.
What about if there's a big gap between when you put your talis katan on and when you go
shul? Right. So the question is, what's the big gap? So different opinions. Good question. Machzir shtei tzitziot lefanav v'shtayim le'achorav. You want to wear your talit with two tzitzis in your back on your behind you and two in front of you. Kadeshia mesubav be mitzvot. So you're surrounded with mitzvot. Hey, mevarech lihitatef betzitzit. Im shnayim o shlosha mitatfim betalit keachad. You have two or three people, they're all putting on their talis at the exact same time. Perish bepa'am achad. Kulam mevarchim. They all make their own bracha. Avim ratzu. If they want to, echad mevarech vechrem yanu amen. One of them could say a bracha for all of them. And they answer, amen. And everyone has in mind to be motzi each other. Vav, al talit katan yachol averech lihitatef, af al pi she'enu mitatef ela lofsho. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, you are allowed to say even Lihitatef. I'm not familiar with people who do this, but you are allowed to say Lihitatef b'tzitzit instead of all mitzvah tzitzit. But that's not the general custom. Haga v'yeshomrim shemevarchin alav al mitzvah tzitzit v'chen noagin v'en lishanot. Rama says, don't change our custom. That's what we all do, and that's the custom of Kol Yisrael. And that's the custom by Sephardim too. Zayin. Tzarech lehafrid chutei tzitziot ze mizeh. It's important. One needs to separate the tzitziot, that they shouldn't be all tangled or knotted. The question is, how important and how necessary? Is it more of a hit or mitzvah? Is it more necessary? So it's important, but it's not me'akev. So therefore, on Shabbos, we don't separate them. Well, that's also a question. If it's only, there's different opinions on Shabbos, and if it's, probably the best thing to do is just leave it like that, but probably if it's just a little bit entangled, it's okay just to separate it more on Shabbos. If it's more tangled, so then there are different customs. But if it's an absolute knot, so then for sure everyone says you're not allowed to undo a knot on Shabbos. Okay. Chet. Yechaven b'itatfo shetzivanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'itatef bo kedei shenizkor kol mitzvotav la'asotam. Person should have in mind when he wraps himself that he should remember all the mitzvot all day long to do them. Tet. Kodem shevarech yayen b'chutei tzitziot im hem ksherim. So before someone says the bracha, it's important to check to make sure that your tallit is kosher, that there's no it's not ripped or torn. Kedei shelo yevarech levatala, so that you don't end up making a bracha levatala. Because if the tzitzit are ripped or torn, we'll discuss this later when or where it makes a puzzle, but so it's important. It's very important to check. Is there an absolute obligation? So that's also a question. Most say nowadays it's not so much because it's rare that they actually do tear from one day to another. And so therefore, if you can't check for whatever reason or you're running very late, you can put on your talis and say a bracha. But one should definitely try to check to make sure, especially if you're borrowing one from somebody or borrowing one from a shul, because then it's less likely to be 100% kosher. Okay, Yud. Ihim lovesh talit katan. Ve'od she'en yadav nekiyot yobashenu b'lo bracha. Let's say you didn't wash your hands yet and they're dirty and you want to just put on your talit katan. Ukeshi yitol, that's fine. So put it on. Don't say bracha. You can't say bracha. Your hands are dirty. Ukeshi yitol yadav. And when you wash your hands, then yemashmesh batzitzit viverech alav. So then you touch and move the tzitzit and you say the bracha. Now you don't necessarily. It's a concept of over lesiatan. It's better to say the bracha and then do the and then. So here you're already wearing it, so it's too late as far as over lesiatan. But whenever you say the bracha, really, you could just say the bracha without touching the tzitziot. But it's like a hitter. It's better to do something, a physical action, when you say the bracha to show what it's for. O kashiyobash talit acher. Or you can just put on another talis afterwards, or a talit gadol. And then yevarech alav. And when you say the bracha on the second one, v'yichaven liftor gam etzeh, you'll have a mind to poter. Have in mind the other talis that you put on, or your tzitzis, people call it tzitzis, the talit katan, that you weren't able to say the bracha the first time because your hands are dirty. Vein sarich lamashmesh batzitziot shel rishon. And since you're saying the bracha on the second talis and you're doing a physical act of wrapping yourself and putting it on, you don't have to now touch or feel or move the tzitziot of the first one. Okay. Yud Aleph. Ikar mitzvah talit katan lelov sho al begadav. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, the main mitzvah of a talit katan is to wear it over your clothing. Kedei shetamid yireu v'yizkor mitzvot. So you should always see them and remind yourself to do the mitzvot. So many write, it's better to have your tzitziot, to wear them so that you can see them on the outside. So again, you're not obligated, But many say it's definitely better. And some bedavka, based on the Arizal, have the minhag to keep them covered inside. Yirbet. Im yesh lo kama begadim shel arba knafot, kulam chayavim betzitzit. So it doesn't matter how many garments you're wearing. If each one has four corners, there's no limit. They're all chayav. If you wear one talit katan or 100, each one is chayav to have tzitziot on the four corners. Vim levasham kulam below hafset. And if you're going to put them all on at the same time, one after, even one right after the other, you're wearing them all at once. V'haya da'ito mitchila al kulam. And when you say the bracha, you have in mind for all of them. Lo yivarech ela bracha achat. You just say one bracha for all of them, because you had a mind for all of them. V'im afsik b'neim. But if you have a hefsek, tzarich levarech al kol achat v'achat, then you have to make a bracha for each one. V'hu adin im lo haya b'da'ito mitchila al kulam. And so then, and certainly if you didn't have in mind for all of them, then it's like a hafsik anyway, and you do say a bracha for all of them. Okay. Now some say, I believe, that it's better not to say a bracha based on safek brachot lahakel. Okay. Yud Gimel. Halovesh talit katan umevarech alav. When you put on a talit katan, you say a bracha. וכשהולך, wait, did I skip anything? I skipped the Haga, the Rama. וכן, אם פשט הראשון, קודם שלבש השני, צריך לחזור ולברך. So the Rama writes, if you take off the first one before you put on the second one, then it's a definite hefsek, and you have to say a bracha on the next one. Okay. And then this is also an issue of safek bracha sahakel. Many say better not to say a second bracha, because not everybody agrees. And a general rule with the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama, even those who are very strict to always follow the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Yosef Karo and the Rama, when it comes to Safik Brachos Lahakel, many times we don't follow them. Yud Gimel. Halovesh talit katan umavarech alav, v'kesheholech lebeit ha-kneset mit'atef b'talit gadol. So at home, you put on the talit katan, you say a bracha, and then you go to shul, and now you put on your talit gadol. Tzarich levarech alav. Now you make a second bracha. Dehalicha mibeito lebeit ha-kneset chashiva hefsek. Because this is considered a hefsek. V'im mitpalel betoch beito. And if you daven in your house, im haya daito mitchila talit gadol ve'lo yifsik bentayim v'sicha u'bidvarim achirim. You don't make a hefsek and you don't talk in between. Eino tzarich lachzor u'levarech. Then you don't have to go back and say a bracha. Again, so this is also an area of contention among the poskim. What's considered a hefsek or not. But like we mentioned before, the general rule is just to say it on the talit gadol, and you have a minor talit katan, and you might be losing out on a bracha, but you avoid a bracha shein etzricha, and a bracha levatala, a bracha shein etzricha. Okay, yudalad. Im pashat talito. If you take off your talis, afilo haya daito laksu tatif bo miyad, even though you have a mind to put on your talit afterwards, you just took it off for a few minutes, you go to the bathroom. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, tzarich levarech kashiachzor vitatef bo. When you put it back on, you say a bracha. And again, the minhag is, well, let's read the Rama. V'yesh omrim she'en mevarchim. No, you don't say a bracha. Im haya daito laksu tatif bo. If you have a mind to put it back on, that's only if you still have the talit katan on you. Again, in general, the minag is safik brachos la'akel. Again, I'm not saying you can't follow the Rama or the Shulchan Aruch, but most say it's better to say safik brachos la'akel. And even if you take it off on purpose, let's say you go to the bathroom or fall, even if we're going to get to falling off, the same thing, we don't say another bracha. Im nafla talito shelo b'mitkaven v'chozer u'mitatef tzarich levarech. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, if it falls off, then you don't. Then you do have to say a new bracha when you put it on. V'hu shenafla kula. That's if it fell off completely off your body. Avim lo nafla kula. Afal pi shenafla ruba eino tzarich levarech. Okay. Ted Zayin. Halan betalito belaila. If a person sleeps with his talis at night, צריך לברך עליו הבוקר, אף אם לא פשטו, וטוב למשמש בו בשעת ברכה. So then he says, in the morning, it's the time for tzitzis, so then you have to say, then you should put on the bracha. Then you should say a bracha in the morning. And, of course, anytime you're already wearing it, and you say a bracha, then you should touch, the same idea, you should touch the tzitziot when you say the bracha. וכן יעשה מי שלובש תליתו קודם שיעיר היום. And so too, if a person puts on a talis before Amud HaShachar, early in the morning, before it's the zman of tzitzit, when it comes to the morning, then you should say a bracha. Now the post can point out though, if you never took it off, and you're wearing the talit katan for 2 days straight, and you already said a bracha on it the day before. So the poskim don't agree with the Shulchan Aruch on this one, and they say in the morning you don't say another bracha, because it's a split machloket and rishonim. If you're chayev to wear tzitzit at night, and we're going to get to that soon, but the question is, are you chayev to wear tzitzis at night also? So basically, the Rosh is the one who writes you are chayev to wear tzitzis at night if it's a beged that you wear during the day. Right, talit katan we normally wear during the day, so therefore at night you're also obligated. So you never had a hefsek. So how can you say a new bracha in the morning? So if you already said the bracha on it from previously, then you don't say another bracha in the morning. Yud zayin. Nitkasa bebeged shehu chayav betzitzit velo yitil bo tzitzit bitel mitzvat aseh. A person wears a four-cornered beged and he doesn't put on tzitzit, He is not fulfilling, is losing out on the mitzvah. Okay. Siman Tet. Yes, he's mevatel the mitzvah. Seif Aleph. Ein chaya betzitzit min haTorah ela beged pishtim o shel tzemer rechelim. A person is only chayav to wear tzitzit according to the Torah if the beged is made out of linen or wool. Aval, bigdei sha'ar minim, but other materials, like cotton, ein chayavim v'tzitzit, ela midrabanan. It's only chayav midrabanan. V'yesh omrim, nekulu chayavim midaraita. V'achi hilcheta. And the Rama writes that, no, all garments made of material is chayav daraisa also. So some say it's for Sfardim, who generally paskin like Maran, Beit Yosef, it's more important for them to wear wool tzitzit. But it's not so convincing. Obviously, if there's a machloket involved, there might be a nafkamina, but it's still the same Torah and the same Rishonim who argue which ones are deraita and derabanan. So it's also important for Ashkenazim, if they want to make sure that they fulfill the mitzvah deraita, to also have wool. So that's why Ashkenazim also are many are makbi to also wear wool.
But
plastic is not chayav. Plastic is not, has to be beged material. Not leather and not plastic. Base. Tzitzit shel pishtim o shel tzemer rechelim potrim b'chol minei begadim. So, now, the tzitziot, the strings, if they're made of linen or it's wool, then that's that, and you put that onto any beged, it works to be yotzei the mitzvah. Chutz mishal pishtim matzemer o shel tzemer lepishtim, but you can't do linen for wool or wool for linen because b'zman hazeh deleika tchelet. We don't have tchelet nowadays, which has to be with wool. Mipnei shehem kilayim. Because linen and wool is kil'ayim. So that combo, obviously, you can't do. Haga. V'yesh omrim, shelo la'asot tzitzit shel pishtim klal, afilu b'sha'ar minim. And some say you can't, you should never make it from linen whatsoever. V'achi nahug, and it's a chazal made gzera, because it's easy for, once you make them, it's possible by mistake, it'll get put on a wool garment, and then you'll have a problem of kilayim. Gimel, tzitzit shel sha'ar minim en potrin ela b'minan. Now, if tzitzit made of other material, like if the strings are made from cotton, that's okay, but only if the beged is also cotton. If it's other material, it has to be the same one. The string is in the beged. Only wool, now whenever you go to the store and buy, they're all always made out of wool, so you don't really have an issue. But okay. About shlobe minan enam potri. I skipped right. Kegon meshi lebeged meshi tzemer gefen letzemer gefen. Aval shalob minan ein potrin. Dalet. Im hitil batalit. Shel sha'ar minim. Ktsat tzitziot mimino. Ktsat mitzemer ol pishtim. Yesh listapek ba. Right. So now if you have a combination of different tzitziot, it's a question if you're yotze. Hey, yesh omrim shetzarich lasod tzitziot mitzeva atalit. V'amadak takin noagim kin. He says, some say the strings have to be made of the same material as the beged. And that's the proper way to behave. Hagav, Ashkenazim, en nogim la'asod etzitziyat, rak levanim, af bebegadim tzvuim, ve'en leshanot. So the Rama writes, the string should always be made white, even if the beged is of a different color. But they point out it's better to, ideally, to be white, all of it. Some of the posts can point out. Alpi Kabbalah, white is more of a spiritual color. It's more of purity, and it's connected the Or Makif, the spiritual light or energy that surrounds every person, and that's the that's what the Talit Katan represents, and it's supposed to strengthen that light around us. The Mishneh Berurah points a pasuk from Daniel, where it refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu judging us wearing a white cloak or white garments. So that's also where we see the concept of a white beged. Vav Yesh Omrim She'en La'asot Talit Shel Pishtan. Some say we should not make a talit of linen. Ve'af Al Pi She'en Halacha Ken. Even though that's not the halacha, Yirei Shamayim Yitzei Et Kulam Yoseh Talit Shel Tzemer Rechelim Shuchaya B'Tzitzit Min HaTorah B'Li Pikpok. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, you should definitely wear a tzitzit that's made the beged, right? The garment that we wear should be made only of wool, and then this way you're yotzei 100% d'araita without any question. Aga, miu im iefsha rak betalit shel pishtan. You only have a linen beged. Mutav she'aseh talit shel pishtan v'tzitziot shel pishtan mishid batel mitzvah tzitzit. But if you have, there's nothing to buy. You can't buy anything but linen. So then, go ahead and use linen. It's definitely better than nothing. It's time. I think we'll stop. Okay, thank you.